Bless her, Lord. Sound like this song because of what?
He touched me.
Amen. Bless her, Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Been touched several times. Oh my. Bless him, Lord.
Well, for Pastor Eddie, he liked this song.
I like that banjo picking in there. I mean, buddy. Thank God.
Reunion.
Yeah.
When we're together over yonder, there'll be shouting on the hills of God.
Bless him, Lord.
We'll be shouting on the hills of glory. Shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. We'll be shouting on the hills of glory. We'll be shouting on the hills of God. No more sorrow in the city. Jesus prepared a place in heaven. They'll be shouting on the hills of God. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory. Shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory. They'll be shouting on the hills of God.
Got a Mother's Day song here. Amen.
No. Just a song.
I'm going to tell you right now, it'll be good.
That's right.
Good job, everybody, Patty.
Thank you.
I have two or three people that request this song. So.
That's all right. That's what we're here for.
Bless your God. I was thinking just a minute ago, Brother Eddie, she's going to get to set in your preaching this morning. She don't have any unless she takes Patrick back there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The youngest one here.
Amen. Amen, Brother Eddie.
Thank you.
Moments like this, they're pretty rare.
Yep.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Brother Patrick singing that song. My grandfather used to pick up a banjo and he'd play just like it. I mean, he'd wear that thing out and I'd say, "Papa, teach me how to play," and he'd hang it up. After I bought about 5 banjos, 4 or 5 videos, and took a lesson and everything else, I know why he hung it up. It ain't like you can just pick it up and play it.
That's right.
We've got a family that's supposed to come here. Andy Watson, and he bought a banjo and tried to learn how to play it. He gave up. He hung it in the willow there. Sister Phyllis, he put it in the closet, and his daughter said, "Dad, you care if I try?" He said, "I'll help yourself." She picked it up, and I mean, what the hell with it? Still playing. Evidently, it must be a column in there. I don't know. Okay, I've done tried everything. I finally give up, but I admire that banjo picking. Probably because of my grandfather.
I gotta get me one
to
see if I can
play. Yeah! Our grandfather, he cooked moonshine over there right up above Del Hollow Lake in a place they call Gunnel's Hollow. He took me down there and he said right up in that cave we used to cook moonshine. But when he picked up that banjo, you could kind of feel like you'd been there. Mitchell, I can't. It was kind of like that movie, you know. I can't remember the name of it. They playing dueling banjos there. A guy hit on a guitar and the guy followed him up with a banjo about like that. My grandfather, boy, he could bring that banjo out. But I really enjoyed that song.
Just that finger. Right?
Sister Rita just sung and the song Sister Sharon sung. And I believe that song Sister Rita sung was just for Joanne. I asked her if she's going to sing a Mother's Day song. She said, "No, I've been requested to sing a song," and I heard it. I heard Joanne back there shouting. I said, "Well, it must have been all right, amen." But someday, I don't know how far off, I just know someday.
That's right.
Hallelujah, we'll finally get home. I believe it will be a parade and probably surprise us who'll be leading, amen. Glory. Yesterday I was in a preacher's fellowship and I was bragging on this little church and I have to admit, it's not hard to brag on. I love this little church. I told them they spoiled me to death over there. Y'all are a really good church. I've been in some that wasn't so friendly, wasn't so good, but I have to admit, I come in here and felt the Holy Spirit. About as soon as I got here, I was glad to be able to stay here, amen.
Yeah,
we've had people show up out in the parking lot out there shouting. I said, what's the matter with you? She said, I feel the Lord out here. I said, well, come on in. There's more men here, amen. But we want to make an announcement here real quick. We've been asked to go to Brother Charles Fishback's church next Sunday. And I didn't really want to dismiss the services here, but they wanted to dismiss the service. I ain't got no problem with that. I just hope nobody shows up like Andy Watson and his family. I hope that don't happen. We can't do nothing about it. If he does, we'll put a note on the door maybe. Wednesday night, we'll try to remember to put a note on the door that we dismissed the services to go over there. They dismiss their services and come over here to be with us. And we're going to go try to be a blessing to them next Sunday. Please be much in prayer about that. And if you do want to go over there, I'm not sure exactly where it is. Brother Ed knows where it's at. I'm going to stop pick him up. Amen. He'll get us there. Amen.
Yeah.
But we plan on going over there, try our best to be a blessing. And if you do decide to come, I believe it'll be a blessing.
Amen.
But I'll tell you, it's good to fellowship. How good, how sweet it is when brethren can dwell together in unity. We're the same spirit. You know, we just want to go over there like he come over here and be a blessing to them like he was to us. Amen. And I believe it'll be good. But I pray about that. We're not going to have no services tonight. This is Mother's Day. We want to try to honor the mothers. I know how mothers are. They'll cook, they'll slave, and they'll get cleaned up, come to the house of God, take the day off. Amen. The Bible tells us to honor thy mother and thy father. And it says that's the first commandment with promise. And reading it says that's the first commandment is the first four about God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make in thee a graven image. Thou shalt not take the name thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Of course, we don't reverence the Sabbath day. Jesus didn't either. The reason he didn't, because they made a god out of it. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they made the day so great that they forgot the reason for the day.
Right.
John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That's all you need to be. And you know, on the Lord's day. But they'd actually made a god out of the day. And they misused the whole reason for the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day back years ago when you used to shut everything down on Sunday and everybody went to the house of God and enjoyed a good time of the Lord. And then went out, worked like a sled dog all week, looked forward to that day of rest again. But we've kind of abused it too. But anyway, we won't have no service tonight. And I want to wish everyone that's here today, that's a mother, happy Mother's Day.
You know, Brother Eddie, made a statement there that they used to shut things down. They
sure did.
The house of God. And I was just thinking then, you know what, you couldn't even buy a gallon of gas on Sunday back then. And now we can't buy a gallon of gas because we can't afford it.
That's well said right there, buddy. After me, you can't say it no better than that. You can't afford it. And it's not that the gas is so expensive, it's just the money is so worthless.
Yeah, that's
someone gave me the best illustration I ever heard about how worthless our money is. He said back in 1964, he said you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter. And you could. I was there.
Oh, yeah.
But even today, if you had a 1964 quarter, you could sell it for enough to buy your lunch and you got a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
And it's telling the money we've got today is not worth the paper printed on. Amen. I thank God for the two riches. I'm glad, praise God, the streets are gold where we're going.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you down here.
That's right.
I don't guess I'll ever have enough. I believe they've got an unsatisfied desire. The Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? Lost his soul. They've got that mentality. They want it. The greed of this country has left God out. The greatest achievement there is the Lord. Amen. We're going to take our text this morning out of Isaiah chapter 45. If you want to be turning there, Isaiah chapter 45, I don't think we'll be long. Man, after that singing this morning, Joanne back there shouting, I ain't going to make no promises. Boy, that was good.
Yes, it was good.
I'm going to tell you, I like it on that fashion, amen.
Yes, Lord.
We've been praying for Sister Joanne, and she showed up today and got a double portion, amen.
Yes, right.
Like I said, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to the mothers. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long on the earth. That's repeated again in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Why? That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. I left that verse 1 for a reason. We don't have very many children here this morning. But it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? For this is right. That's the goal of every child, to obey your parents. Amen.
Yeah,
in Matthew chapter 10, verse 21, it says that children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. That's what happens when you don't honor God and you don't honor your mother and father. You do the unthinkable. And you know, we're right there at that. See some of it even right now. But we're going to read out of Isaiah chapter 45, starting in verse number 5. I'll condense this thing down here a little bit. Isaiah 45, verse 5, I am the Lord. And there's none else. There's no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun, that's in the east, and from the west, that there's none besides me.
Amen.
I am the Lord, and there is none else. I formed the light. Well, God formed everything.
Amen.
But He said, I formed the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Listen, if it's created, God created it.
Yes, that's right.
Says, drop down, ye heavens, from above. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. And let them bring forth salvation. Let the righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. And here's our text verse here. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begottest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? And we're preaching today a very strange message, but very true for the hour we're living in, called marred clay. We want to pray for Sister Tammy even right now and others. Lord, we come to you this morning asking for your blessings. Lord, it's been so good, Father, the spirit, the singing that's been already heard and felt here this morning. Lord, Sister Joanne longing so much to be in the house of God, and you allowed her to be here today, and Lord, her cup run over, and we all got blessed, Lord, just by her shouting and enjoying, Lord, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. Continue to bless Sister Joanne, Lord. Keep her as the apple of your eye. Lord, we pray for Sister Tammy. Lord, she's in the hospital right now, her husband Danny there by her side. And Lord, no doubt, Lord, she would long to be here also.
Yes.
And Lord, there are others out there, Sister Sue Bone, Brother Denny. Lord, would love to be here. She's having health issues, Lord. I really didn't expect Sister Phyllis to be here, Lord, but here she is. And I know she got a blessing and nothing else when we sung I'll Fly Away.
Yes.
Bless those Father that are here. Oh Lord, it's a blessing to see Miranda and Mark come in, Lord. What a blessing, Lord. Thank you. Lord, Brother Patrick here, Lord. Sarah's home with Lucy, Lord. She's not feeling well, running a fever. We understand what Mother's Day is as a mother, Lord, trying to take care of that little daughter. We pray, Lord, for little Lucy. We pray for Chase, Micah. We pray, Lord, Father, for Patrick and Sarah. So thankful, so blessed, Lord, to have them in this church. We pray for Ashley, Lord, this morning, wishing her a happy Mother's Day. Bless her, Lord, with Carter, Lord, and Lord, her, I can't remember the other little boy, but her little girl, Father. But Lord, we just pray for them, Lord. We pray for them, God. I pray for James and Star and James Jr., Lord. Lord, we pray for Carol and Larry. I wish Carol would get better. I pray for a little serenity. And Lord, for Laura, Lord, we just love them, Lord. And we want blessings, Lord, to be sent their way on this Mother's Day. And Father, to all the mothers out there, Lord. Lord, I pray you'd send them a blessing, God, from heaven.
Yeah.
Lord, my mother's done graduated this life, and oh, how I miss her. And I pray, Lord, you'd give her a hug, Lord, for my sake. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Jerry singing the songs that he sung, Lord. I want to hear Mother pray again.
Yes.
Lord, just being reminded, Lord, of that great gift, the mother. And I pray, Lord God, you bless this message today. We give you praise. Ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Marred clay. If you'll notice what I read there, mentioned about the great Creator. He said, I, the Lord, have created it. No matter what it is, God created it.
Amen.
Everything there is, visible, invisible. I know men don't like to retain God in their knowledge, but they just know missing it.
That's right.
And if you do have any trouble understanding or finding it out, Job chapter 37, verse 7 said that God sealed up the hand of every man, that all men everywhere may know his work, and on the palm of my hand is the endorsement of my Creator. I've got a fingerprint, the FBI know all about it. They can track me with that right there.
Yeah.
But God said He put it there so men might know His work. You can know it if you want to. And even if you don't want to know it, you're still going to find out that He created you. We're preaching about marred clay. The great Creator, He created the heavens. Verse 18. He said, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself, He created the heavens. They declare His glory. Psalms 19, verse 1. Also in verse 18, He formed the earth.
That's right.
Boy, I was thinking this week about eclipses, how that sun shines down that greater light.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that lesser light, and I was thinking about how like that we are. I mean, we reflect that great light. We're children of light because of that great light. But that moon, as it goes around that earth, as it's tilted the exact amount. I forgot, 23 degrees, 18 degrees. I'm not really sure. I'm not that smart. But it's tilted the exact amount.
Yes.
And there's that moon. Sometimes, Brother James, that moon's on the backside of the earth.
Yeah.
You just kind of see a shadow
reflected
of the earth on it. Sometimes, that moon between us and that great light, they call that an eclipse.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a total eclipse and you just see a ball, a little ring around a ball there.
Right.
But God set all that up there just so we could understand that He made it.
Right.
Not only is the earth on an angle, but it rotates. That's amazing. Two-thirds of this world is water. Two-thirds of me is water. Ain't that amazing? And I'm preaching about clay today. But the Lord said He formed the earth. And He didn't just form it. He formed it. Said He established it. He created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. He put that on there. I got Joanne, bless her heart, she brought a thing of oxygen in with her. She got a backup box. We got to have it.
Amen.
We got to have something to breathe.
That's right.
The Bible talks about God making Adam out of the dust of the ground.
Yeah.
Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Amen.
Adam become a living soul. Well, I'm a living soul. I wonder how many ever figured out you could give somebody CPR by pinching their nose and breathing in their mouth and get their lungs filled up and get them breathing again. Why did they figure that out? How did they ever figure out you could put a man to sleep and do surgery on them? I mean, you know, we really think that we have arrived, but most of our discoveries, most of our education come right straight out of the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, by the way, I know this is Mother's Day, but there's no Mother Nature.
That's right.
I know it's mentioned a lot. A lot of things are mentioned. But there's no such thing as Mother Nature. Father God formed it all. He formed it. He's the great creator. And in verse 9, He mentions here, woe to His creation. He said, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Now we got a lot of that going on down here right now. Like I told y'all, I got blessed.
Amen.
To see that coronation of King Charles III. I wasn't interested in it, I'll be honest with you. I'm in there reading my Bible because I got my TV on Newsmax now since they canceled Tucker. That's all I watch. It don't never change. It's just on Newsmax today. But anyway, while I'm on there, in there in the living room, in there, reading my Bible, that coronation of King Edward III was on there, and I wasn't interested in all of Brother Mitchell, but they got reading out of the Bible.
Right.
I mean, they was reading verbatim. I knew the scripture they were reading from. I perked up a little bit. I said, surely I didn't hear them reading out of King James Bible. They wasn't doing that Latin stuff. They was reading in English. Man, they's praising God. They's praying.
Yeah.
They wasn't them little old bitty now lay me down to sleep prayers. I mean, they was praying better like they was talking to God. You could tell they wasn't trying to put on no persona. I mean, brother, they was praying. And they was bestowing honor upon God during this coronation of King Charles III. And the only problem I had, Sister Miranda, is I thought, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, that's right.
We used to put all the honor on God.
Yeah.
We used to be the city set on the hill. We used to be the light.
Amen.
You know, we used to example all nations. Look, they come over trying to figure out what made America so great. I know we had a president recently trying to make America great. But the president will never make America great. Only God can make America great. And the Bible tells us that in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, it says all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. It says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15, righteousness is exalted to the nation. The sins are reproach to any people. It says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, when the righteous sin authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I'm just telling you, America will never be great without God. God is the great creator. And He says here, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. America, and I'm glad to be in America.
Amen.
But it's got a little bit too big for its britches.
That's right.
And I'm kind of seeing the writing on the wall. Right. And I don't know how it's going to go. I know how it could go. But I wish it would. But he says, woe to him that striveth with his maker. You know that denying. The denial of God. Do you notice it says, they're questioning, shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. See, God took his hands and formed the earth. He formed the heavens and He set them up there that not only we could look up and see the glory of God, but we could understand that God made it all. Amen. But we've got a bunch down here that don't like to attain God in their knowledge, and even though they're just made out of clay, they're striving with others down here trying to get them to have the same mindset. Sadly, a lot of them are falling into this lie.
Right.
Verse 21 says He's a just God, and He is.
Yeah, right.
He is just enough to let me live in sin for 34 years and just enough to forgive me my sins and wash and cleanse me of my sins. And now I'm telling you, He knows me as one of His. He's the good shepherd, knows His sheep by name, call them by name. The foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. I want you to know He got my name carved in the palm of His hand. Hey, He's not ashamed to call me brother. I'm telling you, He knows me. Amen.
Amen.
He says here, He's a just God and a Savior.
Right.
And there's none beside Him. You know, we've become a multicultural nation.
Amen.
Man, you can mention any name, that name Jesus. You mention that name Jesus, buddy, and here it comes. Amen. Amen. Oh my. Listen. You might say nobody cares, but the Bible says He cares, 1 Peter 5:7. But we got the great Creator, we got the woe of His creation, we got the confusion of the clay there in verse number 10. What am I? It says, woe to him that saith unto his father, what begottest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? God's not the author of confusion. But we got a bunch down here now that are confused.
Yeah, that's right.
Whew. They're so confused.
Well, that's the truth.
That's crazy. You know, there's no such thing as gender fluid, I'll just tell you right now. But it's being taught in our schools. I don't know who the biggest fool is. Them for teaching it or for us for allowing it. I wish I could figure out how to stop it. I've noticed these parents are standing up for their children. Boy, I tell you, thank God for these mothers. Amen. Man, I want you to know they ain't kidding. They're talking about Mother Mary, man. I'm telling you, they're fighting for their children. They're saying no to them. You know, them bureaucrats, them politicians. I don't need to name no names. Y'all know who I'm talking about. That are pushing this agenda. That's taking its toll on the youth of our country. I just want you to know, buddy, our children are saying, who am I? What am I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Job chapter 4, verse 19. He said God put him in a house of clay. Job 33, verse number 18. He said, I was formed out of the clay. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 said God made them male and female. In the image of God made He him, and He got the pronouns right too. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it talks about God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 21-22, tells about God making the woman for the man. I just want you to know, when we get to questioning our Creator, when we get confused about who we are or what we are, I want you to know, buddy, there's no excuse for that. We live in this country. I'm telling you, we've got the blessing of God upon this country. I'm telling you, our churches are to thunder out. Great is the Lord. Great to be praised. Hey, lift His name up on high. Sing His songs. Shout it out. Glory to God. I mean, we should not be confused.
No, right.
But the clay today is confused about the Creator. Not only the confusion, but in verse number 11, you got the conclusion of confusion. Verse 11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and His Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands commanding me. God says, I'm here for you.
Right.
You don't have to go on any expedition to find God. The Bible says He's never very far from any one of us. It says we can find Him. We feel after Him. Like, where are you at, God? He's right there. I mean, buddy, He's not far away. He's not a God far off. It ain't like we've got to go through some ritual to get God to show up. He said, we're two or three together in His name. He said, lo, I'm in the midst. I want you to know He's not far off. Glory to God.
Amen.
He's close.
That's right.
Amen. Man, I have to admit, I slept pretty good last night because he was close. Amen. I enjoyed the things that I fixed my wife breakfast this morning for Mother's Day. She wanted bacon, eggs, and toast, and sliced tomato. Of course, I fixed me some too. Don't get me wrong. I made hers first. It was good and hot. I didn't mind a little on the cold side. I'm not a cook, but I was in there, boy, cooking up a storm this morning. I couldn't have done nothing better for her for Mother's Day. She loves bacon anyway, but I was trying to do my wife a Mother's Day honor there. But God said, ask me concerning the work of my hand. You know, they'll go anywhere but to God.
That's right.
I correspond with a lot of fools on the internet. I can tell they're young. I don't give up on them.
Right.
I try to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove,
right,
and try to get some truth to them. I know their understanding has been darkened. You know, it's a shame that a Muslims, well, take the Amish for instance. They don't even get to learn to speak English until they've learned everything they need to learn.
Right. Right.
I mean, they keep, you know, mother hen keeps her chicks under her wings.
Right.
They do them Amish boys and girls like that.
Yes, they do.
And we just give them a smartphone. Here's a remote to the TV.
Right.
We're kind of dropping the ball a little bit in this West Country.
Yeah.
The Bible said children need to be taught.
That's
it's
right.
Quite an undertaking, too, buddy. Got to be taught. Somebody took the time, taught me a few things. And we need to spend some time investing in them.
That's right.
I met a lady yesterday over at the Preacher's Fellowship. I didn't know she was going to be there. Her name's Lori. And they've got a home for young girls. And Rick allowed her to give a little bit of testimony. And she's a widow. Patty, her husband, is Aarda, busted, and he bled to death. That's the main vessel in the heart there. He had a rupture in his aorta, and she became a widow. But her and her husband, they went where Lester Roloff ministered. Of course, Lester Roloff had a tremendous ministry with young people. I love Lester Roloff. Boy, what a great ministry he had. The government hated him to death because he's teaching them about the Lord and teaching them right things, bringing them up right. And the government doesn't want that. The government wants to be God. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this message. They're trying to take the place of God. They can't, but they'd like to. And this artificial intelligence coming up, brace yourself of what's going to come your way. I thank God for the word called rapture. I thank God we'll be called up. Get down this nightmare on them street.
Amen.
Get up on the streets of gold, Sister Joanne. Won't bother me a bit. If you're leading the parade, I'll just be right there with you. We'll all march. We'll all shout. We'll enjoy the good things of God. But I want you to know this lady, she had that burden for young girls. Rita has burden for young people.
Does.
I appreciate Rita. Boy, she goes back there with a mother's love, teaches them the things of God. We're blessed to have Sister Rita.
Yes,
and she does a good job back there. Lori, she wanted to help young girls. And there were others that wanted to help her to help young girls. She wasn't rich by no means. And she said, well, we're going to need a building to get these girls in, and it's got to have the right facility. And they found a building, good building, got a good deal on it. But you know what was wrong with it, Patty? They had to teach these girls about the gay lifestyle, or they couldn't have the building because of state laws. She said, that just ain't going to work. So they went to another state. They found another building, Brother James. An elder preacher had passed away, Brother Mitchell. Him and his wife both. The children were going to sell this state. 24 acres, big, huge building, huge house, 24 acres, perfect. Only problem was it was $250,000. That was the only problem they had. And she said, boy, it worked good. We ain't got the money. In 2 weeks they did. Paid cash.
Amen.
She said, I wrote the check. Boy, I tell you, they was teaching these young girls what we need to do.
That's right.
I got so blessed here in Lord's testimony. I went to the altar and I wept a river of tears.
Amen.
I couldn't even get a word out. I just saw something I wasn't expecting to see. I saw young girls come in, their skirts touching the ground, and they had halos on them. I don't know how to say it any other way. I just hadn't seen a sight like that in a long time. All their hair was the right color, all that. Anyway, they got up there and they sung. And anyway, when they got done, when the service over, I went over and I told them girls I just got blessed, just meeting them, seeing them,
amen,
and all that. Rick told me when they went up there to the fellowship hall, I went on to take care of a wife. He said all they drank was water, never eat no dessert, just eat meager portions. And you know, that's kind of a little bit over, but I'm okay with it. That's better than under, if you know what I mean. But Laura, she had a vision. And the Bible says where there's no vision, people perish. I think we've lost sight of God in America. I think we need to change the channel and get it back on the right channel to remember our children. They need us more today than ever. Amen. Hey, we're stewards of the manifold grace of God. We're the standard bearers. God, help us to get up off our knees. Hey, gird our loins and set the example. Amen.
Amen.
That makes any sense?
Thank you, Lord.
I do believe that this confusion today, the God that commanded the light to shine out of darkness, He's the one that put His treasure in these earthen vessels.
Amen.
In other words, we got no excuse.
Right.
I'm just telling you, He gave us everything that we need. He said in verse 11, He said for us to ask Him concerning the work of His hands.
Right.
Male and female created He them. Adam was first formed, then Eve. 1 Timothy 2 verse 13 says the woman was created for the man. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 9. The help of the clay. Let me finish up here real quick. I like the territory. I'd like to expound upon this a little more, but I'm going to cut it a little short here. In the help of the clay, and we do need help, it's found in Psalms chapter 4, verse 2. It says, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and established my goings. I want you to know I was confused. I was marred. I needed Sister Sharon sung that song, He Touched Me. I needed that. And I'm glad that even though I was in my filth, I'm glad He was still willing to reach out to me. He touched me like Sister Sharon sung there. Oh, what a difference that touch made. Not only have I been touched, but I've been helped. He helped me get up out of that miry clay. He helped my feet get up on a rock. He established my goings. He put a new song in my heart. Even praise unto the Lord. And many shall see it, verse 3, and trust in the Lord. Marred clay. That's the problem we've got today.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen to that.
Taven, you're the only young boy here. I'll just tell you, buddy, they're going to lie to you.
That's right.
Have enough sense
Amen. To
know better. God made you. God loves you.
Right.
He wants to bless you. He wants to be the best friend you
yes.
can ever have in this life. The Bible said there is a friend that sits close to the brother.
Mm-hmm.
There's a friend that loveth at all times. And I want you to know He was a friend that every sinner needs. His friend of sinners. Having loved His own that was in the world, He loved them unto the end. He died for them. He died so they could live. He suffered so they wouldn't have to. You'll never have a better friend than Jesus. And the best way to give honor to Him is to give honor to your mother. Give honor to your father, because see, that's what he set this thing up.
That's right.
I'll just tell you right now, God didn't make Adam and Steve. He didn't make Adam and Eve. He made male and female. And he made it for this purpose, that they could be fruitful.
That's right.
That they could have children. Children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. When you do things right, God rewards it. He'll give that fruit. I got in this world by mother.
That's right.
And if you're in this world, you got in this world by mother. There's just no denying it. My mother, bless her heart, she labored, gave me birth, and somehow loved me, spoiled me, fed me, clothed me, washed me, spanked me, loved me. She took care of this boy.
Amen.
About the greatest honor you could do, Tavian.
That's right.
Just love that mother.
That's right.
And that father.
Amen.
And you'll be given honor.
Amen.
And glory.
Bless
God.
Amen.
And made it all.
That's right.
He set it all up.
That's right.
Men have marred the clay today. They want to mess with the minds of our children. You wouldn't think they could do it, but they can't. They did.
Yeah, they do.
They're marred clay today.
That's right.
And that's not what the Creator wanted. The Creator made everything right. Said it was good. Said it's very good. Put His blessing on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Here today, we're watching man mar clay. Yeah. I'm going to shut up. Father, we thank You for the thought, for the great truths, Lord, that have been conveyed here today. Help us, Lord, to be doers of Your Word, not hearers only. Thank You for writing all this down in a book so that, Lord, we could be mindful of it, so we could give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. Help us, Lord, I pray, Lord, to walk before You in the beauty of holiness, to put the standard where it needs to be and keep it there. Bless this little church, Lord. Let it be a blessing. Help this country, Lord, I pray, to do a Nineveh-type repentance from the greatest to the least. Lord, 120,000 souls that didn't know their left hand from their right hand repented. Lord, I believe it could be true again today if the clay would just remember it was formed by the hands of the living God that made all things. Help us, Lord, I pray, to get back in touch with our Creator. We'll give You praise and glory. Ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm done. Get Brother Jerry, if he would, please. Get us a verse of invitation on him and get Sharon, if she would. I'll help him up here. I ask you to stand. You may not need to do a single thing. I want to.